Well, now that we've been through the biases, been through the errors that GPS has to contend with, we'll move on here and talk a little bit about GPS surveying methods, solutions that are available in GPS. Now, differencing, or one could call it relative GPS, is really the way that virtually all of positioning is done. This is different than, of course, a independent receiver, an autonomous receiver, alone recording the satellites and the navigation message and etc. It in that sort of configuration has no way to improve on the corrections that it receives in the navigation message. However, if one has two receivers, one on a known position whose coordinate is well established, and the second receiver at a roving configuration so that it can move to unknown positions, now one can derive the new unknown position relative to the known. And this is differencing or relative GPS or differential GPS. And there are several ways, several names. One is kinematic. Broadly speaking, this is a carrier phase solution. And it implies that the GPS receiver, at least one, is actually in motion during their observations or stopping very, very briefly. Another category of GPS surveying is static GPS. The idea here is that both the receiver at the known station and the receiver at the unknown station remain motionless on the Earth's surface for a rather long period of time. So static and kinematic are two broad categories.